Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Shock Mommy, and we're doing our second edition of Chocolatey Show Radio. And tonight is going to be a different show. We're going to have more interaction, have more structure. We're also going to have a project. We're going to be playing music, so it's going to be different than it was last week. So, I have a caller on the air. Hi, you're on the air. This is Shock Mommy. Hi, you're on the air with Shock Mommy, Shock with the City. Well, thank you. And tonight we have Rick Dimes out of Cash Squad, Doc Black, and kind of in their song, Get Loose, the opportunity to listen to it. It was a very hot track. I also have my co-host, Spot, from Rear Criminal Music Group. He's up as well. Amazing. How are you?
Hello?
Hey! You're
late.
You're late. Really.
Oh,
you there?
Yeah, I can hear you, babe. Hello?
Now?
Yeah, I guess it might be my phone.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, well, you're on the air.
Oh, what's happening? What'd it do?
And I'm like, I'm sitting there ready to get my cup. And I'm like, what the fuck is he? So while we're on the air, we'll go ahead and tell everybody about yourself.
Oh, I can. So what's the story?
I want everybody to tell me. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can
you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Hi, I am so sorry. I swear my damn phone is just horrible. This is Chocolate City, and this is Shock Mommy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? State your name.
John.
How you doing, John? Welcome to Chocolate City.
I'm good. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my co-host to call back in. It seems like we're having a lot of technical difficulties on the air tonight, and I do apologize. But, you know, when you're calling on the phone, anything is possible in computer connections. Modern technology is, like, really fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, Spot.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hey, Spot.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, babe.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooka loopy.
All right, everybody's in. Hi, Spot.
What's up, babe?
Okay, I had a bad connection with my phone, but I'm fine now, so I apologize to all of my listeners. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody who you are. You're my co-host, your Spot with Career Criminal Music Group. So tell us what Career Criminal Music is.
Okay, y'all know I'm from Florida. Career Criminal, all day long, and that Career Criminal means that, because I got one more strike and I'll be gone for life. So, you know. Nigga down here, old pretty-ass gangster, you know. When I say pretty, now, don't take that shit, you know, don't take that shit to the heart, now. I mean, you know, sophisticated nigga, you feel me?
Callers, you're fine as hell. Let's stop playing. Let's cut to the chase. You got a fucking nice-ass body. You're tatted up. Dick game is good, I'm assuming. I'm not sure. I haven't had it yet, but, you know, they're still up in the air. But go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I just got a record label jumping off. I'm my first artist up under my own label, and, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, we're trying to do big things down here in Florida, you know. So what's tonight's discussion about? What is the discussion about?
And tonight's topic is going to be expectations after sex.
Okay. Ooh. Damn. That's a good one.
And you know me, I'm going to throw some extra shit in there. I got to. I have to throw some extra shit in there. Why you laughing? You must have something you want to say.
Nah, because that's a real good topic. Because, you know, after sex, you know, your expectations could be a lot of shit. Like, say, if you paid the motherfucker to fuck. And then it's like your expectations could be like, shit, I hope this motherfucker just get the hell out of my face. But then again, it'd be a motherfucker you just met that you fucked, and then it's like, shit. And then you wonder if the motherfucker was faking on you. You know what I'm saying? So the expectation could go a long way. You know, I mean, that's why I laugh, because it's like, you don't know what a motherfucker expectations is. You know what I'm saying? After you get through fucking. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker might be hollering and shit. You know your shit ain't, you ain't really did nothing. This motherfucker gone crazy. You feel me?
A woman's perspective is different with sex and expectations. Because for me, I have a bunch of male friends, so I'm just like a dude. But at the same time, I can be soft and have, you know, a woman's view and be, you know, a little soft or whatever. I feel like my expectations after sex is if he's just a jump off, I expect him to bust his nut, I get mine, and he go his separate way. But if it's something that I'm trying to build on, I expect him to hold me, we're going to cuddle, we're going to talk, and then we're going to get it popping again.
Okay.
I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me. I mean, it could be something totally different. If I'm in my I ain't shit mood, then I just want your dick. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Give me the dick and then get the hell on. I mean, I don't know if that's wrong, but, you know, y'all have been doing it forever.
Nope.
Right or wrong?
No. What I'm doing, long as I'm taking care of you, you satisfied and everything, Hey, why should you complain? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I come on 3-4 times a week. Hey, you good. Shit, you ain't trying to fuck every night anyway.
But I am. I need to get it. If I found some dick that's good, I need to get it.
You like it every night, now you gonna shit. You know hell, but I'm the type of girl who got that like dick and shit. But you know what I'm talking about? I might be feeling a little free. You might have to go to extra meal, extra mile or some shit.
I'll go ahead and knock your ass out the box, you know, because you seem like you would be one of them motherfuckers that I would just have to go ahead and get mine and send you on your way, because you look like you a complaining fucker. I mean, I could
be wrong. I'm not telling you, you just want to go ahead with them motherfuckers, fat, thick-ass bitch, cut your ass, and you know, too much, got that cat that really ain't, you know, push it, you like this amazing shit. You know what I'm talking about? If you ain't no squirter or all of this, I mean, then, good pussy just...
Come on,
faggot. Besides that, you know what I mean? Good pussy. Good pussy that they don't keep a nigga home. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I guess it just depends. Men and women have different views on sex, the expectations after sex. So
I mean,
that's what I like about it. Because everybody gets to voice
their opinion. All females want to bump pussy, but that's in the closet. I study you, bitch. I study you, women. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, all y'all like to bump pussy. You know what I'm saying? You know. I know what's really going on. See, I just like to freak at you and all the rest of you women. You come to a class assignment, and I'm trying to tell you, I'll be running the whole world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow, we're going to take a break and we're going to play my theme song. This song right here.
And what I'm saying, I guarantee you can write emails.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I have to go into a break so my music can be played. I got to play my anthem. This is called Miss Chocolate. So I need you guys to pay attention. This is for all us chocolate complexion people.
Get right
there. Hey, Pam.
Uh-huh.
Say that again.
I'm going to read this chocolate by R. Kelly, Lil Jon, and Mario. This is a theme song for chocolate complexion people. This is my shit.
Okay. Run it.
Need that chick. Need that chick.
I'm waiting for it to play. And where is it?
That's what I gotta have tonight. Hey. Leave about the club with tonight. Hey. Shots and more shots.
shot, and we drink like we on the bar. And she's pushing that all on me. Conversation like let's just be.
Don't matter what happens.
To the crib right away. She talks and it talks and it talks, but it talks for me.
My selfie pulls up and tries to scream it in the center.
Okay, because I'm trying to get some understanding here. Because, I mean, I feel like I'm the only female on the line right now, so therefore, I need some insight so I'll know how, you know, not to trip on a guy in the future after fuck, you know, like, do I need to be more soft, do I need to be more hard? I'm trying to get some understanding, because, you know, it's a lot of people listening, and they want to know, what do men expect after sex, you know, women, and then want to know from a woman's point of view what we expect. So I need y'all to go ahead and break it down. Don't feel y'all bullshit, but be honest. I know y'all got a lot of females, and y'all throwing a lot of dick in New York, but, you know, break it down for my listeners, my female listeners. I don't want you to look at them as victims. I want you to look at them as women and, you know, what they should take away from this show and bring into the bedroom with that significant other.
Okay, okay. Yo, bro, when I tell you that, you come back.
Oh, yeah, man, I got you.
I'm waiting. Hello?
It depends on the type of female that you that the male is with. And depends on the type of male, what he wants after sex. Now, I can't speak for everybody. I can speak for myself. Well, for one, me, I like the full joy, full pleasure of the whole 360 degrees of a sexual orientation with somebody, right? So give and take, I want to eat, I want to kick back and relax, I want to go again, bust another nut. If she wants to, we could cuddle. You know what I'm saying? She wants a teddy bear, we could be a teddy bear too.
Nah, fuck that cuddling. I'm going straight forward.
Oh, what the, who the hell is that talking about fuck the cuddling? That's not nice. Women like to be cuddled sometimes. And some women like to be, you know, held.
It's like I said, hold up. It's like I said, bro, I can't speak for everybody. Everybody has different ways of doing things.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
And all women are not the same. Some women just want to fuck and say, leave me alone, and turn over and say, nigga, fuck you, get the fuck out. Right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right on that. But what chocolate, what's she like?
Let me tell you, I ain't going to put it out like that, but you got to figure that out for yourself.
Oh, so y'all want to know what I like? I mean,
You're damn right.
I mean, okay, me, if I'm in my soft mode, I want the kissing, I want the titty sucking, I want the belly button lick, you know, I want the whole nine if I'm in that emotional state.
That's what I like to be in the...
But then,
What the hell is that?
That's
I think it's some bad feedback or something.
You're not going to have it no more. Trust me on that.
After that, it's like, I get in my mood after I fuck. I don't want to be bothered. I want him to leave or I want to leave.
Nah, mommy.
It depends on the type of fuck you get. I'm saying, if you're a lame ass fuck, you don't want to get up and leave, all right? Shit, but if that nigga laid ass, you know, you ain't going to go nowhere. You're going to want something else.
After the last fuck that y'all saw, y'all already know a bitch wasn't trying to stick around. You know what I mean?
Stick around. It don't matter if you're a come up or a walk on, it don't matter to me. But I don't do no one hit wonder. If we fucking, you know what I'm saying? When the day's done, that's when we done. I didn't know
man,
one more thing you leave through my door.
Because
I put too much time in trying to talk to you and get to where I'm at for me to just get a one hit and jump out.
That sounds like some love.
I don't play that shit.
No.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that if she's like, oh, Craig, I just wanted to fuck you to see what it's like. I'm done. She can't leave? What, she got to stay and fuck some more?
No. She can leave. She can leave. But the thing about it is that she ain't going to want to leave the same town we done at the difference.
Man, fuck that, man. She could get her and get gone. That's it.
I got to put that scar on everything I touch. That's how I do. I'm sorry.
You know what? You know what?
You call because, a cab.
Because it rolled
no,
up.
No,
what
no,
will call
no.
A cab?
No, no,
I mean,
no,
at the end
that's
of the day,
wrong.
No, I ain't
so
no cab. Listen, at the end of the day, a woman going to want it, but then they're going to want to break out after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't staying around. Like, you might as well
nah,
get
but that's
in
a, that's a
said.
Dude move, though. That's
but
a dude move. That's a nigga move.
Nah, hold up.
You got to remember. Hold on. Hey, Rick, are you online?
Nah, this ain't Rick.
Oh, I'm looking for the 860 because I have a special guest, Rick Diamond and Oscar Black.
This that 718 right here, baby.
No, I mean, I'm looking for somebody else, but it's okay. They'll speak up. But listen, I feel like I'm being outnumbered because I'm the only female right now. And y'all, I can handle it. It's good. I'm good money. I can take care of y'all on it's nothing.
When's the next time you come to New York? What's good?
Oh, I'm coming to
New York.
You already know who this is. You know what I mean? You already know who this is. I'm saying, what's good?
No, I don't know who this is.
Hey, yo. Nah, real talk, though. What's good? When's the next time you're coming up?
Oh, man. If I don't
Nah, yo, mommy, you call this on your stuff. You've been talking a lot of shit about New York, so you call this on your stuff. Don't worry.
What's good? I'm in the Bronx. What's good?
Come on, baby.
Don't get that one Bronx dude, like, literally directed for New York, so now you got New York on your tail. We gotta, like, you know what I'm saying, come back with something, so.
Are y'all trying to bring the title back? Y'all are trying to bring the title back?
Hell yeah.
Never lost it. We had the title from day one.
Word up.
I can't tell. When I came there in July.
Exactly. Here, that month was July.
Who are you talking about? Which one are you talking about?
Oh, it ain't me, brother.
Yo.
It ain't me, brother. Hold up.
Oh, how many people are here from New York?
Yo.
Like
it is? Yeah.
A phone call.
We're up in New York, brother.
This is
we're up in New York.
We
have a
room.
Huh?
Yo.
It sounds like quite a few are from New York. In October, because I have to bring my tour up there.
Listen. I don't want to see your whole tour. I want to see you. What's going on?
Yo. What's going on?
I'm
joy at phone. That's my number.
Chocolate. Listen. Dig this. Like when you come down here in October, right?
Yes.
You already know I'm the BX cat right here. So you come check me. Come holler at me when you come in October, all right? By the time
okay,
we leave here,
yeah,
shit.
Are you on my BBM?
Yo.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you need to go ahead and ping the bitch right now so I can go ahead and...
Word!
I can see if you're writing a Rubbermaid check. You know what I mean?
Wait. Let's rewind this, baby. Let's rewind this back. What you mean, Rubbermaid check? What's up?
Writing shit, you know, your money ain't good. Like a bounce check, Rubbermaid, baby.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
One word, pen on foot. Not a plan.
Oh, shit.
Then another one.
What's he doing back there, man? Alright, Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, mommy, don't forget September. Don't forget this month. I ain't playing with your ass. You and Ro, don't play with me.
Oh, I already know. You know I have that trip coming into Florida. I'm going to be in Miami from the 15th to the 23rd. I got a couple of photo shoots and everything to take care of. And then I'm on my way up there.
Guys.
Hello.
Yes. Who is this?
This is Connecticut, man. This is CEO Big
Hi,
Mike.
Hey. Hi, is this Mr. Diamond?
No, this is CEO Big Mike, man. Where my Connecticut people at on the phone, man?
Connecticut
checking in.
Well, yeah. Ain't nobody on the phone?
Connecticut checking in.
Yeah, I hear New York on the phone. I hear New York. This is Connecticut right here. CEO Big Mike checking in.
What are you calling me?
Big Mike, how you doing?
Well, good, man. I'm listening to everybody on the phone, man. How everybody doing, man?
I know. Y'all hold on. Let me switch lines real quick.
Yo, Lord, I can't even hear you.
Yeah, what's good? What's good with it?
Ain't nothing, man. I hear New York on the phone, man. I'm just checking in, man. First time with this show. Chalk Mama, you already tell me to call, so I'm listening in right now.
Well, yeah, I had to call in and step up with Chalk Mommy. What's good, Mama?
Damn, she left everybody.
Technical difficulty. But hi, Big Mike. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm checking in for the show, so you can't harass me no more, man. I'm checking in and see what everybody's doing.
Oh, that is so sweet, and I don't harass you. I just want you to just let me know that I'm on your mind sometimes, you know?
I got you,
that's
man. I was on hold. Y'all had me on hold for like 10 minutes, man. It's good to be on the show. I'm listening to everybody talking about New York, talking about the bus trip and everything, so that's good, you know?
I'm trying to do something in Connecticut.
Yeah, when you come through Connecticut, though, I'm going to be in Florida.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Another scary ass. You always dipping out on some shit.
Yo, I told you. I'm having my bash in Florida. If you're going to be up here before the 27th, 28th, and 29th, I'm going to be here. Otherwise, I'm doing my birthday out in Orlando.
I'll make an exception, and I'll come give you a lap dance. How about that?
That's it. That's good. Come up before I leave, though.
I want a lap dance.
I want more than a lap dance, and I pinged you. What's good?
Well, I'm on my BlackBerry, and I'm going to check that. Big Mike,
yeah,
while we have you on the line, why don't you tell us about your movement real quick?
All right. Well, I don't know if I got Connecticut people on the phone, but it's a global situation, man. I know everybody say they got a movement, and they got this and the grind and all that, but usually everything I say can be checked out. You know, I got a few artists, mixtapes out. I got some solo stuff going on with my artists. And like I said, everything can be checked out. You know, Shabam Shafiq is one of my artists, a former raucous performer back in the day. He's back doing some stuff. I got Red Eye out in Florida, Thorough Tracks out in New York, you know, production team. So those three right there, that unit is the closest, you know, so that's what's going on now.
Oh, okay. Well,
Chalk Mommy, your favorite DJ on the line.
Oh, and who is this?
This is DJ Ike Jeter.
Oh, my God. I'm getting so much love. How are you?
I'm good, Mom. I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say. I feel so loved right now. Connecticut, New York, North Carolina. Wow, what more could a freaky bitch want? Damn.
Bunch of freaky dick.
Some dick. That's what you want.
Word up. Well,
on some real talk, I swear, ever since I put up that last video with me fucking the whack dude from Harlem, a bitch ain't fucked that. So what's good?
Uptown Dare represent.
Understand that, you know, one cat from Harlem does not make New York. I understand. When I was in Queens, I may broke off a few people, still nothing. So one person he represented, but, you know, it is what it is. He didn't even
take it
around.
Next time, come to the Bronx.
I did come to the Bronx, but when I got there, he was whack, and I just went to him, and I had to leave.
I think you're frying.
Call a bluff. Call
hey,
a bluff.
Hey, yo, check this out. Yo, I think you're fine. And I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100 right now, right?
Yeah,
you sure? You came to the Bronx?
Actually, I did because I went through some type of cold bread.
Nah. She's the Bronx next.
See?
I'm not from New York. I had to drive. So
you know what?
Direction.
To Jersey. No, you went to Jersey. You ain't to the Bronx.
I went to Jersey on the way out.
Come on, baby. You went to Queens and then you went straight for some video shoot or something. Yeah. Then you went to Jersey.
No,
come on, how at your boy, baby.
What's that? Wait a minute. I cannot think of the highways.
I was in the Bronx, baby girl. I'm starting to believe something totally different. What's good?
Mommy, don't say nothing more. You already wrapped up. That's about it. You got a whole New York got it for you right now. You already wrapped up, so let's keep
going. You know what's
crazy?
You know what's so crazy? Excuse me. All I'm saying is, you ain't had that much time to come to the BX, if I remember. You feel me? You didn't have that much time. You said you was busy.
I made time because I was there from Sunday to Thursday.
Okay.
I went there Monday night. It was like a really wasted trip. I promise you, it was a wasted trip. Waste of gas, waste of my fucking
But hold on though. I don't believe you came to the Bronx because you. Let me shut up. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I did. I just can't remember the highways because,
baby.
When I got to New York, I've only been to New York 3 times. When I got there, I was really, really nervous about driving because I don't drive in New York.
I'm talking about your recent trip to New York, your most recent.
Yeah, on the when I came there July the 18th through the 22nd.
I came
to the Bronx on Monday night because I love Queens.
I don't know. I can't stand up for that one. I can't believe that.
You don't have to, sweetie. That's one thing I don't do is I don't lie. I don't need to lie to you. I'm an officially thorough bitch, so.
Baby girl, you just said that you don't know.
Job, I'm back.
Okay.
But it's Rick, too. Rick is here.
Okay, guys, y'all gonna have to chill out. I have my special guests, Rick Diamonds and Oscar Black, because I have to play their album.
Oscar Black is good.
Going on, Black's ready for the show right now. It's Rick right here. Black's in the back again. Show we got in a little while.
I am so glad you guys jumped by the safety. Tell me about the movement.
The safety, you heard her.
I'm getting over my head, but we're being safe because my special guests, they have a show to do tonight at 11:30, so they're going to give me a little bit of their time. So let's be, let them get it in. So go ahead and talk about your movement, please. And whoever gets up on the floor, I'm going to fuck you up. But go ahead, Rick and Oscar.
This your boy, Oscar Black. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, Black. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on? How y'all doing? Yeah, I'm here.
We're doing fine. I had the opportunity to listen to your song, and I swear, that shit is high. I really liked it. My pregnant daughter started booty shaking.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So tell me what's going on with you, because I hadn't had the opportunity to speak with you. I spoke with Rick. We had a really nice conversation. And your movement, I'm really feeling it. You guys got a lot going on. You're not one-dimensional. You're, like, all over the place.
Definitely. We working. We just dropping a lot of mixtapes, getting a buzz out there, getting on all these blog sites, making different relationships with different DJs, radio DJs, mixtape DJs. We traveling. You know, we just working, man, trying to get the brand out there, Oscar Black.
Oh, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. What I'm going to do is go ahead and play your track, Get Loose uh-huh. with it, so my viewers can get a feel for your style.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can. Yeah. Oscar Black.
What up?
Let's get it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Put some Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Put some Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Let's get loose with it, shorty, don't fight it. And you can take a lick, but shorty, don't bite it. You want a Louis bag, well, shorty, I bite. You can be in a bag, girl, you about to get fired. What's this setup? The shorty got white. And baby, I'm a till I'm tight. And you can't say it's nasty if you ain't never tried. And when she walk past me, I'm about to go try it. Grab it by her butt, she's shorty, I'm rude. Airplane fly, baby, I'm that dude. AC nigga, baby, I'm that cool. If it ain't rosé, then Patron is due. Let's get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. We in the club popping bottles all night. Two scale boys, everything's all white. I'ma get shorty by the end of the night. Yeah, the boy's real when I live that life. You can see the bra when she tryna get loose with it. But she get better when she get a little goose with it. We by the bar getting drunk on the stool with it. She buck popping and she bout to act a fool with it. With it. I get money, got a pocket full of cash. Neck going good, I like a chain full of glass. You know what it is, get a boy so bad. And I got a bad chick. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Let's go. Cup full, baby, drink on me. Chinchilla, you can get a mink on me. Tell them other niggas, don't blink on me. 1 second, I'm gone, don't sleep on me. Hats off to the haters, got my name ringing loud. They got these hoes wanting me to be their baby now. So when they see me in the spot, they fix their makeup now. Whisper in they friend ear, she ain't get naked right now. Don't trip, little mama, I'm on. Coco Loso, Red Bull, and Patron. Little bit of goose, after that, take me home. And tell me how you get loose with it, I'm gone. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Get loose with it, shorty, get loose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Put the Patron and a little bit of goose with it. Let's go, let's go.
Oh, get loose with it. Damn.
Get loose with it.
You represented on that. I really like that.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. It's plenty more of that. What's going on, big homie?
Ain't nothing, man. I was trying to get at y'all before they played the track, man. I'm listening in, man. I'm right here.
Definitely, man. Who this, Big Mike?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm tuned in finally.
What's going on, Big Mike?
Ain't nothing. You on that mixtape, DJ LA mixtape job today, man. You on the mixtape, brother.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man.
Ain't no problem, man. On Dad Pep, Coast to Coast, Fleet Radio, Block DJ site is everywhere, man. So you on the mixtape, man.
This is definitely overwhelming, man. I'm appreciating all this love from everybody, man.
Ain't nothing, man.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you so much.
I support any positive movement.
Thank you, thank you. I heard a lot about your show. Rick been telling me. he told me be prepared. You might ask me some questions. Man, I'm ready.
Oh, yes. What is your expectations after sex?
What is my expectations after sex?
Yes.
For me to be lazy and not want to move because it was so good.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, I muted everybody. Now I'm getting ready to unmute them because here comes another surprise topic. And I know guys are going to jump at this. What do y'all motherfuckers prefer? Spit or swallow?
Oh, swallow all day.
Yeah, please swallow. Please.
All day. All day.
All day. I mean, it's really no point, man, if you're going to spit it out. You might as well just not even put it in your mouth.
That's vitamin D, baby. You better take it all.
This is what y'all don't understand, because me personally, for the right person, I'm a swallower. But y'all sperm has a bite to it. So when I'm fucking with you, I like for you to do certain things. Like, you know, when you eat certain things, especially like fresh fruit, gives it a nice taste to it. You feel me? When y'all are getting ready to mouth fuck somebody, and y'all want her to swallow y'all cum, make sure 2 to 3 days prior, y'all make sure y'all eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Well, I got a banana for you. Whenever you want it, come get it. Straight on. And this is some real talk. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of talk. I've been hearing a lot of talk coming out your mouth, young lady. You know what I mean? Let's make it happen. Let's go.
One thing for sure, I back up my shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know how much shit to talk and when to shut the fuck up. I don't know what you have, what you don't have. I just know what I have. And it's called, her name is Chica. So, me and Chica don't like to bite off more than we can chew because she's naturally tight. I'm not going to jump out there and you be like, some animalistic dick person. You feel me?
Well, why don't you meet up? Why don't you hurry up and link up with Mr. Banana so we can have that split?
hold on, because I know Rick got to go through his show. I'm
with you. I ain't playing no games.
Fuck that. Rick, do you have anything? Oscar, do you guys have anything you want to say to the fans out there? Just don't think about these jawheads right now, because they all the same. But, women that's listening, that's just the terminology. I love it. But, for the women that's listening that might be at your show tonight, tell them, are you a cuddly person? Are you a romantic person? Or you just want to beat the pussy up and send the bitch on her way? I mean, let them know what to expect if, they trying to give you some ass tonight.
It really depends. I mean, it depends on what the situation is. Sometimes you wanna lay up.
That was Rick Diamonds talking, man. This is Oscar Black, man. Just download my music and you can see what I'm talking about and holler at me, man. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Oscar Black or check me out on Facebook. Let's go. OscarBlack.com.
They don't hear me.
Okay, and Rick, you said it depends.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. Sometimes you want to lay up and chill, and sometimes you want to, beat it up and have us crying and remember you for the rest of our life. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is.
I'm going for rib shots. Let's go. I want rib shots. I want to send her back to North Carolina rib health. Shit. You know what I mean?
Fuck all
that.
Oh, wow.
On a serious tip, though, I appreciate all the love you guys are giving us. We definitely love everything you guys are doing over there. Make sure you stay tuned to OscarBlack.com because we will be showing the Chocolate City much more love. We're going to make sure we put that link up on the site so they can directly come from our site to your site whenever they need to. And, we got to keep it tight. Definitely support us.
Where y'all from, yo?
Where y'all from? Oh, from what part?
Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Where you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
I'm from Harlem. I'm born and raised in Harlem. It's Rick Diamond's Cash Squad.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta turn more people onto the show, man. This show gonna be big right here, man. I like this right here.
Gotta put more females in here.
Definitely, man. I'm gonna turn them all on, cause you know the ladies be up late and they be wanna sex conversate, man. So I'm gonna turn them on, man.
Yeah, bring them on in.
I'm gonna put this number on my page ASAP. Watch how many people call up, man.
And I'm going to use your song on my next DVD. I think that will be a nice drop it like it's hot. And, you know,
because I'm going to drop, this cock of an. Let me shut up.
Wow.
I was going to say that. Hey, yo, World is Born, your fam, I was going to say that to that music. That shit is some head music. You know what I mean? Like,
get shorty. If a bitch is listening to that and she pull out some pop rocks and she sucks your dick and she get up under the nut sack, oh, yeah, that's that. Oh, you smoking
you know
the
what?
Hell? Man, that's the best.
All
that's
right.
The best.
Hey, yo, chocolate. Well, you know what? I hear you talking that, man. I hope in October you about that. You bring that CD with you.
Hey, you know, with you.
AfterBlack.com, you can keep it on streaming.
Word up. Word up. I don't want to
cheat.
That's
going to be our head and some song now?
I don't want no teeth. Straight mouth. Let's go.
You sound like you need a velveteen rub.
Shit. Fuck that. She gonna say something about, like, what happened to Harlem? What you said about Harlem?
Oh, yeah, no. She was,
man, yo.
I don't even have no words. The video says it all. The video says it all. I don't need to speak. The video says it all.
That's not even fair. Somebody from Harlem gave everybody from Harlem a bad name. Like,
yo.
Yeah, y'all need to that back for Harlem. I don't know what's going on all over there.
I'll tell you one thing. Bring your little chocolate ass up here in the Bronx, yo. I got you. I got vitamin D for you. You might want to get your ribs checked out first. You know what I mean? The ribs stop your ass.
Wow.
Word up.
Oh my goodness, y'all is just so wild with it. But it's cool.
Nah.
I like that.
Yeah, you like that. Yeah, I know you like that. You like to get your ass smacked and your hair pulled and all that?
Sometimes she likes it rough, sometimes she wants to be gentle, and sometimes she just wants you to go all in. Just
shit
out of
that. With a mouth like that, I'm going all in.
I represent to break it down the first time.
Explain that. What do you mean with a mouth like that? Please tell me.
I'm talking about pretty much with a mouth like that. Listen, pretty much with a mouth like that, what I'm trying to tell you is the way you explain it and you shitting on niggas like that ain't wasn't up to par. That means that up the next thing you got to go up in there and tear you up.
Oh, wait a minute.
With a mouth like that?
Black to me. I need my
tonsils intact. Man, listen. Bring your ass to the Bronx. I got you. Say no more. Hey, you can blog about it.
Make sure to have the blacks in the background.
Yeah. Word up. Play that good old music in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Where you at now? And
that's a Long Island iced tea down there.
I'm going to use the BBM to record it, and I'm going to put it up on the news site. So Oscar, you can be like, oh, yes, he represented my shit. When I get my album up or not, you know, I represent it with your song.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to represent the BX. I represent. Matter of fact, fuck that. I will represent the whole NY. What's going on? I want you to get up on the motherfucking joint, right, after that, and broadcast this shit, like, real talk. You feel me?
Not a problem.
All right. Say no more.
I'm a home team player. And because you came on my show and showed love, I can do that.
Okay.
We're going to run some home runs on your ass.
Oh, man.
This is a young team.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to strike out. Whatever. You're going to strike out.
Yeah.
Homeboy representing the BX, and we're all going to represent Brooklyn. We're going straight up in there because the Jamaican that's in me is not quit yet. It ain't
don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're blaming me. Right?
Yo.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You see, now you know what? Now you know what's so crazy now? Now, you see how we talking to her now, right? And you see how she's with it right now. Let's see in October if she...
Hold up, Blitz, listen, this is raw, I'm a patient person, and I hold what people say to see if they're going to do it, so I can put them on blast. If you rap, you rap. I know Blitz is the same way. If you rap, he going to get off that track and put it on BBM, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, rap. Now, what's going on?
I'm going in. So you better come with your game, baby girl.
Always. Always. I keep my game face. I never know. Because okay. I like to put people on blast. I don't want
to
be on blast
because
it doesn't feel good.
Exactly.
Better start massaging
them. It does not feel good.
Flexing them jaws from now because you got to get that ready, you know, get it ready. Just start massaging, you know, everyday exercise. Let it flinch, you know. Get it ready. Bring them bitches with you too, if that's what you're gonna. Females with you, just, you know. I see you got little females, they gushing and they squirting and they doing all they thing. Bring them too. Don't worry, we're gonna break them down. We're gonna turn their faucet on. Go ahead, bring them. Bring them.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
See, you talking all this talk and all this game. We're going to see if you can quench our thirst. You're going to quench our thirst.
I don't want to hear nothing. I'm going to get, and then I'm going to get on the radio right after that, like y'all. Where Chocolate at, man? Chocolate, get all these people back on the line that was on there tonight, because it's going down. It's going down. And me, I'm the type of nigga, I'll tell you, I'll be like, yo, that shit was trash. Throw that shit back in the ocean.
Water's
born.
Don't hold nothing back.
Was you coming on yourself already?
No, oh, no, never that. Y'all ain't that good. No, never that.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, now, hold on. We have to take a commercial break. I have a commercial. Y'all have to listen, okay?
Shit.
That's right, y'all. Your musical professional help is here, and it's brought to you by Impressions Entertainment Services. For your professional artist development, contract negotiation, and professional management, you can get at Impressions. To get more info, you can hit her up at 786-361-8235. That's 786-361-8235. Or get at ImpressionsENT@gmail.com. What you waiting on? Take your career to the next level.
I respect it. Yeah, I go everything.
Okay, yeah, that's my manager. That's my home team. That's my bitch right there. I mean, she did everything possible. But my name, she's behind the scenes. Don't go there.
She coming with you?
She's married. No, she's married.
She coming with you?
She's
coming with you?
No.
Listen.
No,
husband don't need to know nothing.
North Carolina. I'm bringing some North Carolina for you. No, that's off limits. That's a dead issue. That's a dead issue. Everybody can say hi, Impressions, and we're gonna keep it moving. So say hi, y'all.
But for Chuck, on some realness, I need some shows out there and then see what's good with that.
Let's see. Well, I mean, you gotta tell me when you're trying to come down so we can look that up and arrange it.
Well, I mean, if we can get the shows out there, we set it up. We, you know, it's not for a road trip. I mean, we don't got multiple whips, so we could all take a whip up there and shoot up there. We need a show.
Next time you keep it up.
I can work on that because my girl, she has the Club Elite in Greensboro, so we can most definitely get it popping, and I got DJs down here. Yeah.
Mommy.
Speaking of get it popping, I'm from NC. You already know.
Who are you? You getting it popping? You in my home?
This little gutter right here. This little gutter from High Point Road.
Oh,
did you get to check out the single?
Actually, actually, when did you submit it to me? Because I've been so swamped. My email has been popping with a lot of music. So I'm going to honestly tell you that I only checked out like maybe 5 things. If you didn't submit it before yesterday, I'm sorry.
Now this is,
I will listen
this,
to
now this is Rick, huh?
No,
collab and do something, you know?
I'm saying, what's your name, nigga? I'm saying, what the fuck you doing, nigga? Somebody trying to get some shows down here, nigga. What's up?
Oh, nigga, what's up?
Big Diamond Cash Squad, AfterBlack.com. The single just played, the one, I'm not sure if he was on the line when we was playing the song a second ago, but that's the number one single right now we pushing out here. We trying to get that out there. We trying to get SC on to what we on right now.
That's what's up, nigga. That's
what's
up.
Well, what I'm going to do is pass it on to Ike Gita, because he's like a hot-ass DJ. Actually, he was up in your area, but now he's down in Fayetteville, and he's a really good DJ. I'll get it to him and some of my other friends so we can get some spins so people can be familiar with that song, except from, you know, aside from being on my site and everything.
You already know. That's all it takes right
there.
We definitely wanted everybody's heads. They can always go to AskBlack.com. I got the link up there to download it for free. Or they can go, they can hit up Oscar Black on his Facebook, or they can hit me up on my Facebook. Rick Diamonds, I'm out here, man. We out here, Cash Squad Entertainment, Cash Squad Inc. We definitely trying to take over the world, and you know, bring everybody that got a positive movement with us. You know, we all about sharing and caring.
That's what's up, right there.
I'm doing
that.
What I need for you to do is go onto the site and upload the music, and then on your page put all your contact information, because my page is linked to Twitter, and so we can get all that out there so we can circulate. And, you know, I love blasting productive and positive shit on the BBM, and I'll keep doing my thing and getting you out there.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it. Make sure you check out, if you're on Twitter, everybody that's listening, if you're on Twitter, make sure you check out Oscar Black at Mr. MR Oscar Black. MR Oscar Black. That's spelled just like Oscar the Grouch, and then black like the color black. Make sure you check out him. We always post a lot of stuff, and you can check out me, which is at RIT Diamond, like the bling. And we out there. Make sure you stay focused. If you see something that you like on my Twitter, make sure you repost that to your people. So that if you say, if I see something that you like, I mean, that I like from you, I'll be posted to my people. You know what I'm saying? It's all about networking and caring. It's 6 degrees and stuff.
I got you. And I will make sure that when I get on Twitter, I'll blast your for people to follow you. And then also, you know, we do the Twitter train, so everybody can go ahead and follow and get more followers, because, you know, there's power in numbers. I believe that. If my numbers are good, I'm going to help your numbers get up. So we'll just do the damn thing together.
Yeah, somebody was calling me. What's goody?
Yo, Rick, this is Mike, man. Yo, what time are y'all showing, man?
We on our way up there now. Most likely we're going to shut it down probably like 11:30, 12 o'clock. That's when we, 12 o'clock we go on. That's the showtime, so we're about to knock it down.
Yo, you want to do your thing, man. You want to do your thing. Chop, I'm glad you let me on the show. You know what I'm saying? I'll get back with y'all on the BBM and the Twitter and all that stuff, man. I'll keep in contact with everybody.
Most definitely.
Thank you guys for
out.
Coming through. I really appreciate
man.
It. It means a lot to me. Mike, you're out of the doghouse now.
What?
Yeah, you're out of the doghouse, but Jay is in the doghouse.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm out of the doghouse. I'm going to come out. Whenever you come to Connecticut, let me know. Otherwise, I got to come to North Carolina or Florida, wherever you at.
But I will make sure I come to your party, because, I mean, it's the least I can do.
All right, well, October 29th, man, the birthday bash, man, I'm taking it down to Florida. I'll be in Orlando the 29th, so if I don't connect with you up here, come out to Orlando.
Oh, trust me, I will. I'll let
Paul. All right, y'all, man, I'll check in with y'all later in New York. I hear y'all in New York, Bronx, Harlem, Connecticut, man. It's good talking with y'all, man. I'll connect with y'all.
All Okay, have a good night, and thanks for calling.
All right, we're about to be
a body. Y'all have
No, I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that, that supports us right now. Shout out to you. Shout out to Big Mike. Shout out to DJ LA. Shout out to Coast. Shout out to DJ Get It Right. Shout out to all the Cast Squad members. Shout out to Team Oscar Black. Make sure you check that out on Twitter, Team Oscar Black. Shout out to everybody that was in the room. NC, Connecticut, NY. We appreciate all the love, and I hope we can do some more networking and more positive movement that way, man. Oscar Black, Cash Bar, Black.com, Rick Diamonds, we out of here.
All right, man. Peace.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
They're on
there
like
they're
Okay, now for y'all little New York fuckers.
This is real saying that you're going to have a good time in the Bronx. My man going to represent the Bronx. And I'm going to hold Brooklyn down because you talking too much trash right now.
Oh, what?
Word is born.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? We're going to take a break, and I need to hit a song called. No, I got to hit some music because I need to relax because y'all are overloading me. Like,
Your break, baby. Now, get to the females in. That's what you do on your break. Get to the females in.
Well, cut that shit off, man.
Bam!
Bam, shorty got an ass on her. Wow, that song sounds familiar. What's poppin'? How y'all doing?
When allergies make your precious
yo, babe. What is that? What is this?
Yeah, they need to cut that off.
Nah, what I'm saying is, what is that, satellite radio you got there?
What do you mean satellite radio? No.
With no commercials, man. I think you need to check that out, though. You know? No commercials, straight talking.
No, no, because I want to hear music. I'm doing it how I want to do it.
Well, we're going to do now. It how I, well, when you come to the world, we're going to do it how I like to do it.
And how was that? Please tell me. Please tell me. How was that?
Baby,
I want to know.
Tell. I only can show, baby. That's it.
Oh, you can just show? Okay. I'll accept that.
I'm not.
I'll accept that.
Don't get scared now, but.
No, never that. I'm never scared.
Oh,
it is what
geez.
It is. It's
word.
Either I take it or I take it.
Oh, shit. I like that, too. I like when a woman take it. You feel me? I hope they can handle it when they take it.
You know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, nah, come on, don't start beating around the bush now. You said you gonna take it.
Yeah, I said I'm gonna take it or I'm gonna take it. You know.
Well, shit. You better do all your exercises now.
Guys, y'all are really something special.
Oh, nah, I ain't gonna say, you can't say we special.
No, in a funny way.
Special,
I mean, no, y'all are actually special for y'all to be spending y'all Friday evening with me on my talk show. I really appreciate that. That's special. I mean, that's love.
Yeah, and you know something? While we spending our Friday night on the phone with you on your radio show, next month you got to show us love. You feel me?
Word.
Of course.
Well, no.
Of course.
If not, I guess this is like a fluke. Do you feel me?
Oh, never that.
Nah, I'm just saying. I'm going to call an ace of spades, baby.
Now, I'm going to make sure I come out there, and I'm going to have a good time. We're going to kick it. We're going to do things together. We're going to go to clubs. I'm hosting an event. You guys are going to come with me. Y'all are going to give me tours. You're going to let me see New York from your guys' eyes, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
It is
the
most important
thing. Oh, now you looking for something totally different. What's called?
No.
What do you mean? Oh, you think we just going to bang it out
hey, yo,
all dog, for the day?
Chill. Nah, I ain't say all day. You two are for a little loophole over there, baby. Come on, baby.
Y'all didn't read the fine print? Y'all didn't read the fine print?
Fine print.
Oh, yeah, fine print with me, motherfucker, really.
No
toy,
no contract. We don't got no fine print over here.
Oh, yes, you do. Everybody, once we get off, it'll be sent to you in your BBM, the fine print.
Oh, now it's a fine print. Oh, see, that's how
always
I know.
Always in a fine print.
It's a great point.
I'm a woman. Always got shit with me. Remember that.
Y'all heard that? Did y'all hear that?
So that means
yeah, ago. I
it's
hear
gonna
that.
Be some BS. This is gonna be some BS. Go ahead, I'm listening.
No.
Look here, baby girl. I mean, game recognized game. Am I right?
No, actually, telling you is when I come up there, we're going to do what y'all want to do, and then we're also going to do what I want to do.
All right.
Fair
and
fair. All
right. I can dig that.
I'm not saying we going to be walking through the park and none of that. No, y'all going to make sure I have a good time, and y'all going to make sure I have a good fucking time. How about that?
Well,
yeah, I like fucking park.
Well, I'm gonna make sure we have a good fucking time, all right? And then after that, I'm gonna make sure we go hang out and have a good time. How about that?
See there, like
That's all I ask for. You remember, I'm from the South. I haven't seen a whole lot of New York. I've only seen limited parts. So it's y'all's duty to make sure.
Hold on, baby. It sounds like you've seen the whole, not even the whole, what you call it. You been to Brooklyn?
Actually, the first time that I came to NY, I went to Brooklyn.
Yeah. All right, so you've been to Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Harlem. Where else? You've been to Manhattan, am I right? So you've seen it, shit. Yo, there's nothing else to see but this thing.
No.
Shit. Fuck that. Come on, baby.
You
that's what I said.
Up. Don't try me. No.
That's why I said. All right, listen. That's why I say you got some game. You feel me? But game recognizes game, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
but you still gonna give me what I want, so it doesn't matter. So if I
yeah,
want to see
you,
now,
I'm gonna give you this thing.
You're going to give me more than that. Don't get it twisted. Now, moving right along, Raw, how you doing?
Run that by me again.
I said moving right along, Raw, how are you doing? How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I'm just waiting, patiently waiting for my drink. That's all.
Oh, my gosh, I have a headache because y'all make me laugh. I like that.
It's not y'all. It's only you and me talking right now.
But on the whole, y'all have been making me laugh all night. It's just something about New York. I don't know what it is, but, yes.
What'd you say?
Something about NY. Is it something
what
about
I,
NY?
What
it's
doing,
all a good thing, that's all.
NY don't got no fake shit. NY we don't pump our dicks, we don't take Viagra. We got everything natural over here. So what you need to do is bring that pussy, make sure when you come it's nice and moist, sit on the dick, whichever one. Bronx, Brooklyn, I don't give a fuck because we repping. And we going, I don't need to explain nothing. Just brilliant.
You.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Rob, that's why I love you. You have always been my dude from day one. That's why I love you.
I love you, keep it raw.
I'm talking about raw.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, shit.
You know what you need to do now, baby? Is bring some females on. So they could curse this nigga out and put him into place. Somebody's female that's in New York, so he could drive over and break them down and put them in their check.
Oh, you already know.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You bring some knucklehead bros, right? With some with that attitude mindset, like they don't give a fuck attitude, man. I'll show them and tell them about themselves. You feel where I'm coming from? I mean, I ain't got no patience. You did?
You have no patience?
I don't have no patience. I don't have no patience. Or I got zero tolerance for BS. You feel me? So if a girl come out of field, left field, man, go ahead, man. Go ahead, get out of here, man. I ain't got time for that. Barb.
Listen.
Because I heard homeboy say, bring some of them girls, right? That'll put me in my place. Shit. Where
you
at?
You can't be put in your place. You can't
I
be put in your
place. Yeah. Line them up.
Then I said, BX, so you could put them in check too.
Line them up. I'm ready.
You know, we can line them up.
Line them up. I'll take them down. Let's go. Line them up. I'll take them down.
I
love your confidence. I really love your confidence. I really do.
Listen, look here. People got to have confidence in themselves. You feel me?
I do, because if you don't believe in yourself, who else will?
You're damn right. So I'm waiting to make you cream. You feel me?
I just hope your dick don't let you down that night you meet me.
I doubt it very highly. You're going to be on this motherfucking radio talking about, yo, I'm still hurt from that night. that Bronx nigga, he tore me up. And you know what?
What?
I want you to tell the truth.
You know what? No, I give you a challenge. If your shit is that good, my nigga, I will call in the radio. I will schedule a radio show, and we can just go at it live. It's nothing.
Let's go.
She could videotape that and put it live.
We can do that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a movie.
It's nothing. You said what?
I said it's nothing.
No, what did you say before
that?
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Now, on another note, I need to ask you a question. Hello?
I might answer it.
You might. I mean,
You're supposed to scare me.
Exactly.
You scare me.
Hey, yo, let me ask you this, yo. Do you take it in all holes?
Oh, no.
You don't take it in all holes?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Nah. And when dudes offer all holes, it kind of makes me leery.
What you mean, awful? Like, if they tell you they want it in all holes, get the fuck out of here.
No, when they be like, you want to hit all holes, I be like, yo, what's up? You been locked up for something? You know, what's your background? You never know.
Background.
I've never been locked.
Huh?
I said, it sound like you want to give you an ATM.
Oh, shit.
I see where BX coming from. I know. All right. Go ahead. See your flow. Go ahead.
Yo, check this out, brother. Real talk, man. Like, a lot of, you know something, this is shit that I don't get, right? A lot of women, they'll talk that shit, how they can take this, take that. But as soon as you give it to them, oh, stop it, too rough. Oh, no, not, oh, my goodness. I feel like, excuse my friend what I'm about to say. I feel like, bitch, shut the fuck up and take this case. Go ahead, bitch. Like, man, go ahead.
You know what? Being a woman, I'm going to have to speak on that. And right. I'm going to say there are a lot of frontin' females. And I'm just going to speak from the BBM point of view, okay? We all know how I give it up on Fridays, right or wrong. What is Fridays? It's Freaky Friday. I'll have a female sit there and be like, why are you putting this kind of picture up? Because I can. Now, if she wasn't physically challenged, then she would be doing the same thing. Or she feels like, oh, what are people going to think? Fuck what people think. Do what the fuck you feel. You know what I'm saying? After I talk to a female, this shit. You be down here with the program. So I don't like fronting females. I mean, I'm not going to front. It is what it is. I do what I do. I ain't ashamed of nothing that I do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's me. I can look at myself in the mirror and love what I look at. You know what I'm saying? But I love you, Chop. There's nothing. And when I'm with a dude, he respects me because I don't front. I'm going to be like, oh, I don't go down. Nah, give me that. You feel me? Oh, I don't do this. Oh, let me bend over and hit it. Nah, I'm not going to sit there and do that. I do it, I enjoy it, and I'm proud of it. You know what I'm saying? So, no, there will never be any fronting on my end. And I just don't like females that do that. It's like you got to be comfortable with yourself. Then when you accept the truth that you are an undercover freak that needs to be brought out, then shit, once somebody brings you out, you're going to be happy. You're going to be like, shit, you're going to feel like the pressure has been taken off of you because you don't have to hide no more. So So, I mean, shoot, I agree 100% with, you know, what you were saying about the females and everything. And for the females that's listening, I hope I'm not offending you, but shit, just keep it real. And if you meet a dude and you want him to hit, just say, I want you to hit. Or you meet a dude who's big too big, just tell him to take it easy. Don't talk shit. And then when he pulls it out, he's like, oh, Lord, you know what I mean?
Hey, yo, they fucked out, man. Like, the some BB, I ain't gonna say all of them. Some of them, they be doing the front shit to the max, man. Like, they be ODing on it, though. You be like, yo, wait a minute, hold up. If you doing this on BBM.
When you meet them off the BBM, they'll give it to you. They'll give it to you. Right or wrong, Rob?
Word, word.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Raw? Hey, yo, Raw. Hey, yo, Raw. Hey, yo, Raw, my nigga. Listen.
Nah, this is Craig, son.
Huh?
Nah, this...
Craig can co-sign, too.
Hell yeah.
What? Wait. Y'all see? Y'all met her in person, Mola?
Yo,
No. What?
Whoop. Yo. It's a wrap, my boy.
Oh, shit. What?
Nope, real talk.
You said it's a wrap.
Yeah, have you joined any of Chocolate? Have you joined any of the Chocolate Cities?
I told you last time when I got in one, that shit froze up my phone, you know? So I tried to get back in the other joint. That shit was slowing up, yeah? You got to throw me in one where it's popping, man.
Well, we have co-signers that can co-sign that Chocolate is producing.
Come on. Listen. I don't want to hear from the co-signers. I want to be there. You feel what I'm coming from? So, come on, man. Come on, like, get me in the room. Get me in the room. Let me talk my shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay,
I want to see
like
what they're about, too. Shit.
Since we came up...
As soon as we...
Oh. Let me put it like this, BX. This chat room, Chogut City, all five of them, I deleted almost all of them. I only have one right now because it freezes up my phone. Yes, that's true. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
But at the same time, my man Craig on the other line could tell you how much pussy he beat up out of that.
Out of that one room.
Man.
Hey, yo, they all from NY, right? There's a couple of them from North Carolina, yo.
From NY, some coming in for this nigga from out of state.
Hey, yo, man, plug me in the room, man. Come on, man.
I got you, babe. I got you.
When the show
is over, I got you. Just ping me so I can get your pen.
And I can
you already have my pen.
No. So I don't have to scroll down through it. When you ping me, it'll be like the freshest message that I have. Because you got to remember, I have like 200 to 300 chats. I get that many messages a day.
I can dig that, man. I can dig that. But, you know, I've been asking you for the request for the invite for the room and shit like that. And you like, I'm like, damn.
No, because you don't understand. I finally have a BlackBerry that's working, so I haven't had any technical difficulties, so I can go ahead and put you in and plug you in, and you good.
Trust me.
I'm going to find you something so you can take the pressure off of me.
Yo, BX, are you talking? Nah, BX. Yo, she sent me a raw a ping, right?
Right.
In one day, my boy, in one day, we had like over 500 freaking contacts. No joke.
Hey,
that's all females.
And that's all females.
It was some girls out of the group. I forgot what group that shit was. Three, I think it was. I was in. And probably a handful. Was there some Cali women in there?
Yep.
Rowena.
Oh, don't worry. That's a lot. Don't worry about that. I'm supposed to call her back at 12 o'clock. What's wrong with you?
You said who? What's her name? What's her name again?
Rowena. We call her Ro.
Rowena.
Sure.
Hey, yo. She got a fat ass, yo. What? Look here.
Yo, mommy, yo, just make sure you roll up with her, man. Come on, it's September.
Yes. Matter of fact, you know, hold on for a minute. For anybody that's listening in Florida, I have a homegirl. When I come down there, she needs some loving. Oh, my God. She needs some loving.
Who is she? Yo?
No, I just said a homegirl. I got a couple of homegirls that need, you know, some Florida people. They need some. They need to liven it up. So I'm waiting until I come down there. We're going to go to South Beach. We're going to go to Tuesdays, Wet Willie's, drink about five or six frozen drinks. And remember, what happens in South Beach stays in South Beach.
I'm in New York, man. I don't
Yo,
know
Ron, what
South
you doing,
Beach.
Cut?
You know what I mean? All I'm
but
saying
no, I have to put
shit.
That out there for people in Florida that's listening so they can be on standby. I mean, y'all know y'all already got New York on Smash. That's hands down. That's not even a question. You know?
So, you know what? Let me say this, though. Don't think I'm taking the weight out. Wait off of you, because I ain't finished with you. You feel me? Dig that.
Nah, yo, she going to get hers. She going to get hers, because she talking mad shit.
Yeah,
get hers. You notice you don't hear me say nothing? You don't hear me say nothing?
Well, he's warm.
She's supposed to bring her ass up here for my birthday. I ain't saying nothing more to her. She going to get hers in. Word.
Craig.
That's type of party, huh?
Yeah, babe, what up?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, you never hear me talk, right?
Craig.
I'm the talker. I'm not a talker. I'm straight action. I don't play that.
Wow! Well, you have unleashed your pit bull. Put him back on the leash, man.
Hey, yo!
Play that game.
You see what I'm saying? Like. Now I'm starting to believe, like, she be standing things up, huh? That's what it's about? Chocolate?
No, me stand people up, never that. Never.
You supposed to check him on his birthday. What's happening?
Nah, he ain't yet, son. It's at the end of the month. That's what I'm saying. Yo, make sure she up here yet.
All right, my bad. But, she ain't coming until October.
Nah, listen. My day is the 29th of this month. See what I'm saying?
Right.
She can get here October the 2nd, October the 3rd, October the 4th, but as long as her ass comes up in New York, it's a wrap. I could care less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Come to the Bronx first. I ain't playing no motherfucking game. She might not. Hey, listen. She might not come to BK, man, after I get done with her.
Nah, just put her in a wheelchair and just push her across the bridge. I'm good. I'll take it from there. I'm good.
Oh, shit.
I swear, you guys are sick for no reason. Y'all are just sick for no reason.
Nah, we ain't
sick,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the real deal, baby. I don't know what the... Damn.
You know what?
Yeah, I've been hearing too many complaints. Somebody can set
you
up on straight.
And I understand. I don't know what happened, you know. Normally,
you know what happened.
It's a good look. No, actually, no. I was shocked for the simple fact that, you know, I have a strong liking for up top dudes. And, you know, the swag, the bedroom manner, everything. But I don't know. People just fell the fuck off. Doesn't mean everybody. It's just the people that
you're intimidating the dudes the wrong way, man. Dang.
Only one.
I'm chalk mommy. I can't help it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna tell you as it is. When you get in my room, you ain't got no rule up in this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's where it stands.
Rules and regulations.
Step through my door.
Rules and regulations.
No talk.
Kicked
That's
out the
golden
door.
Rule up in my shit.
Rules and regulations is kicked out the door.
Rules and regulations are kicked out of the door.
Yeah, you ain't got
shit.
No talk when you step through my door. That's how it goes.
I told you what this nigga been... Chuck, mommy, I told you what he been doing for the last 2 weeks on BBM. You think I'm...
Well, you know what? By the time I get to him, he might be spent money.
mommy.
He's exercising for you.
I do two sports. Don't play this game. I don't play. I do two sports. Yeah.
Craig, can you get your pit bull? Can you get your pit bull? Ron, get your pit bull, please. Put him back on the porch.
Hey, yo, Chocolate, listen. So, you know who this is, though, right?
Huh?
I said, you know who I am, right?
Shark, right?
Oh, damn, yeah. Shark. You don't know who this is?
Oh, no.
From the BX, from the Bronx, you don't know who this is yet?
No.
Alright. Okay. Sooner or later.
I'm on my Blackberry. I can't see the ping.
Yeah, I am too. Didn't you get a text message?
Because I haven't looked at my phone.
Damn, girl. Work that out, man.
I'm giving y'all my undivided attention.
Shit.
Appreciate that. No distractions.
I don't want you with nothing on in some hills. Let's go.
That might be arranged. That might be arranged. So, this has been a very interesting night, I have to tell you. It has been like one of those unspeakable moments right now.
I'm on the radio and I'm listening to it.
Who that, yo?
Who that? I heard a different female voice. What's going on?
Word
who
up. Word up.
Is that a female out there?
Nah, man. Hold on, Chuck Mommy. Hello, good night. Who is this on the line? How may I help you? Let's go. Hello?
Oh, come on, man.
Yo, Mommy.
See, y'all scared the females off. Yes.
Nah, Rose said next time you were holding her, you were supposed to tell her what's good. Serious talk. She said, yo, she told me, yo, next time you holding your shit, let she know. So next time you gonna do this shit, send her a definite personal message saying, yo, it's gonna be on like such time. So
yeah,
she jumps in because remember she like 3 hours behind us.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
3 hours.
Yeah, California time.
Yeah, so I gotta
call
her.
Yeah, she's my ride or die. Matter of fact, hold on. I have a dial out here.
Yeah.
I might be able to call her and get her on the air.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what's her? Put her on the phone.
Well, make it do what it do.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Ain't no problem. You can't have none.
Gotta put you. Go ahead.
Yo, bro.
Shit.
Yo, BX be going in.
Yeah, BX.
Hey, yo, you know what? Yo, y'all, for real, all jokes aside, man. I just don't have no tolerance, man, and I'm very impatient, you know what I mean? Yeah, we all here.
Yeah, bro?
Yo, no, Raw, I need you to go ahead and direct message me on BBM with her number so we can get her on the air.
I need you to direct message me with your number, all right? Your personal number. I need your personal number.
Not one, brother.
Oh, hold on, I'm checking my messages, hold on.
Oh, yeah, you were checking them now, huh? Come on, man.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's
just
what's up. Yeah, you already know. I'm playing no games with you. Blow it up. I don't know what you thought that Harlem shit was, but the Bronx is here, baby.
Change up this,
dang it, I'm not going to get it. Raw, do me a favor. Text it to me as a text message straight to my phone because I'm on my phone, so the BBM is not going
to
go through. Yeah.
Do a three-way. I'm going to call her and do a three-way.
Mm. Oh, that'll work. That'll be perfect.
Word. Call
her out, girl. How far I am. She was doing something. She said she was going to call me back. Hold on.
So, Chocolate.
Yes.
Yes. What's up?
Nothing. I'm just enjoying my show now that I got all the glitches out.
Hey, yo, check this out. You know, I ain't begging. I'm trying to relocate between your legs. You know?
please. You're trying to relocate to North Carolina. Stop playing. I remember the conversations we had.
You said what? You said relocate?
How to relocate to NC. I remember the conversations. Don't play.
Relocate.
You didn't even ask me about my dude. Look how selfish you are. You didn't even ask me about my situation.
I've been asking you about that. What'd you tell me?
Oh, that's dead in the water.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so what the hell I'm supposed to come on here like, yo, you still, what's up with you and homeboy and all that? Man, that's for the birds, okay?
Shit. Oh, you out for self. I respect that. I respect that. You see something
you
want, you're coming to get it. I respect that.
You call me what?
Heavy hitter. I respect that.
Okay. Okay. Don't worry, that pad is still on, though. I didn't forget.
I bet you didn't.
Yeah,
I bet
man.
You didn't. I guess all my listeners was like, damn, when that bitch gonna go to New York?
At the tone, please record your message.
What the fuck?
When you are recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm
going to
message for her. Hi, Ro. This is Chalk Mommy. We're calling you from Chocolate City because we really value your input tonight. So I'm going to do another show in a week, so make sure you're available so you can get it in with us because, girl, I really need some backup here. These guys are killing me, especially Ro and his pit bull, Craig. We'll talk about that at a later time. Guys, say hi to Ro.
If you are saying
what up, bro?
Your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press
2
to erase
your
message.
So,
hi, Ro. This is Chalk Mommy. We're calling you from Chocolate City because we really value your input tonight. So I'm going to do another show in a week, so make sure you're available so you can get it in with us because, girl, I really need some backup here. These guys are killing me, especially Ro and his pit bull, Craig. We'll talk about that at a later time. Guys, say hi to
if you are satisfied with your message.
Yo, you know what?
Listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and message review.
Hi, Ro. This is Chalk Mommy.
Oh, my God.
What am I going to do with you guys?
I'm wondering, you know, you just mentioned their name. Yep. You told me in the next neighbor. You feel me?
Because
what?
You're special. I'm keeping you on the low-low. I'm keeping you on the low low.
Nah, baby girl, I don't know what that low low mean in your world. What that mean? Huh? The low low. What that
hey,
mean?
You special. I gotta keep you out of the public eye.
You can't be serious. You gotta keep me out of the public eye. Why is that?
Yes. Because you don't know how to behave.
What?
Mm-mm. No, you're talking something serious.
Hey, you, like I say, man, if a woman can't handle that talk, I don't know what to tell them, yo. If it's that
my
serious.
My question is, what is your mouth skills like, baby?
Shit, only one way to find out, baby.
Because it better be popping as much shit as you talk.
I wasn't talking no shit about my mouth. I'm talking about my dick.
Yeah, but I'm just saying as much shit as you talk, your mouth better be on fire.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear that. Hello?
I'll let y'all know. Yes?
You let us know
what? You're going to let us know what?
Hey, yo.
It's
going to
be publicly broadcasted. My bad.
You know what? I fucks with him, man. I can fuck with him. Yeah, that's a cool nigga back there, yo.
I promise you, they're my moderators. Like, they kept everything popping in when we first started Chocolate City. Yes, they did. They are like some true ride or die.
Okay. All right. I can dig that. And I'm
it's
a true
like
ride or die nigga in the Bronx. So what's up? Y'all both from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What have we got here? This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, what you
ooh,
got yourself
this
into.
Is really? I know, right? But it is what it is.
Yeah, it better be is what it is.
is what it is.
I'll check,
yeah, mommy,
man.
Come on, we gotta make some honey. Let's make some honey.
Niggas said, we gotta make
buzz, I'm saying.
Niggas said, we gotta make some honey. Shit. Yeah, y'all gotta get me in that group, though, man.
You'll be put in tonight.
Yo, make sure you drop him in four, man. Drop him in four.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, we must do definitely in four. But actually, I got to hand it. Five? Woo! It's off the chain. Like, for
females. You know what? You know what? The females is all off the chain. I want to, well, give me both groups. Shit.
Yeah, and we also got, two or three juices?
Juicy's in three.
Yeah. She's a squirter.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Hold up. Juicy? Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me see something, man. Juicy, is she in Florida?
Nah, I'm not
sure where
Juicy is.
Nah, I deleted mad women off my joint. Juicy. You sound familiar. Juicy.
I'll send you a picture if that rings a bell.
Juicy.
Sit down.
What the fuck is that?
I have no earthly idea. There's too much background going on. Oh, now I gotta make a public service. When you're calling Chocolate City, if you got kids in the background, don't call my motherfucking show. I don't discriminate against kids. I just discriminate against the sounds that they make. This is an adult theme show. Kids should not be in the background because they're going to hear what the fuck you say. So if you're not alone or got a chick with you or a dude, please, you know, just listen. Don't hit one to talk to me. Just listen. Okay, getting back to what we were saying.
I don't know, man. I was looking through my shit, man. Nah. Y'all got to send me that, though.
Yeah, mommy, we need to work on getting some females up on this joint.
I know. I don't know why. I'm in another chat room, and I told
them.
I don't know. Females are shy. I don't know if they're intimidated because I get it in.
Now I'm saying, yo, they mad talking no action. It's the same shit, you BBMing them and they talking mad shit.
I can only do so much. Check this out. I was in one group, right? Before I linked up with y'all, I was in one group and they were just talking all types of sex shit. So I'm like, man, fuck that, man. What's good? Y'all, what y'all women want to do? Y'all barbecue or mildew in it? Bitch, y'all coming out and fucking with a player? What? These bros being there. Oh, we just all here talking. Fuck talking, man.
Nah, yo, I got a lie right now. I got like three people over in Long Island. Gotta go page. I got two up in the Bronx. I got like two in Brooklyn here. Yo, yep. I got Queens. Yo, I'm everywhere all right now.
Bust us out. All right. You got people with the Bronx, right? Check this out. How I got my shit set up, I got it like Bronx, Brooklyn, fucking contacts, Harlem. I got out of state, you know what I'm saying? Then I got Queens, Long Island.
You're too organized. You damn right.
I got it organized because you're getting fucked up, man. Because that way you don't have to go back, yo, where you from and all of that. You know what I mean?
I know how you organize that.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, I want to know from the Bronx who they got from the Bronx and shit.
From the Bronx, good.
Bronx is small to me. Like, Brooklyn to me is big. Brooklyn to me is big. The Bronx is small. Why you said, oh, really?
I'll save that for a later conversation, one-on-one.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what to do. Well, you got it.
Never mind.
Shit. What time is the radio station over here?
It's about to be over. I'm about to say my goodbyes and my shout-outs and everything. This is Chuck Mommy. My show is coming to a conclusion, but please stay tuned for the next one next week to be announced at a later date. I would like to thank Spot from Career Criminal Music Group out of Ocala, Florida. I would like to thank Rick Diamond and Oscar Black out of Hartford, Connecticut. I would like to thank my faithful listeners. I would like to thank O, Craig, Raw, DJ Ike Gita. I would like to thank Bruce Almighty and Precious Entertainment out of Ocala, my manager that I love very much, and her family. I would like to thank the troll that was listening from 336-383. I'm not going to give y'all the rest. She knows who she is.
She said troll.
Yes, she's a cute troll, too. She's sexy.
That's
I'm going to show y'all a picture one day. Because that's her nickname. She doesn't mind. It's a pet name. I can do that. You know what I mean?
She's a monster on that shit. That's why.
Nah, whatever. Shut up. And
I'd like
to thank all the listeners and everybody that's going to play this back and just be like, oh, my God, they are retarded, because I do have some retarded friends, but they're faithful listeners. So on that note, we're going to go ahead, wrap up the show, and we're going to chit-chat at a later time. Thank you for participating, and you guys have a good night.
Wait, hold on. I got one thing to say. Hello?
Like, let's just leave.